Hello.
Hello, hi, my name is Aaron Cohen from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. It's a very brief survey, very brief. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Well, I don't support anything having to do with abortion when it takes the choice away from the mother.
When it
I don't think the state should be putting their nose in that.
Okay, that's why they're proposing a constitutional amendment to the South Dakota. And what they're saying is that during the first trimester, it will not prevent the state from regulating abortion. They could have an abortion during the first trimester. During the second, though, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the
I don't physical. Think the state should have anything to say about it. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Okay, no problem. Then I just put on the side. No problem. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislator, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I don't know, I'd have to read a little bit more on that. Now, I would probably support it.
I can put on the side, I mean, if you're not sure right now, if you want to look into
it. Yeah, I'm really not. I would have to read more on it. I just don't...
You're not sure about it?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. We'll put it on the side. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
That's kind of out of my league too, because I'm 74, so I don't have any kids going to school.
Okay, no problem. We're not sure. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senators, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? How do you feel about that?
I won't vote for anybody that supports Trump.
So you will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you really confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Probably somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay,
I support it.
Thank you. How much choice, if any, do you have in each of the following? State elections officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all.
I have to say the latter. I don't trust any of them here.
Which one? Not trust at all?
No.
A great deal of trust.
90% of that's the governor. I don't trust her at all.
Okay. So not much trust then.
No.
Oh, no trust at all. Which one?
No trust. I don't have any trust in them.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't vote for any of them.
Okay.
They're in there, but I didn't vote for them.
Okay. By the way, thank you so much. We are 50%. We're almost done. It's a very short survey. Elections officials in Democratic states, do you have a great deal of trust from them? A fair amount of trust? Not much trust? No trust at all. The election officials in Democratic states.
I would say I have a lot of trust in the Democratic Party. Yeah.
A great deal of trust then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about election officials in Republican states? How you feel about them? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
I would say fair amount, because there are some of the Republicans that I think are doing a good job.
Okay, thank you. Like
old timers.
Okay. Thank you. Local elections officials in your county where you live, how much trust do you have in them? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
I'd say a fair amount of trust locally.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
I say it's under attack.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? That is an acceptable
behavior. I would have to say strongly disagree on the violence.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. I don't think they should be allowed to do that, no.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 80 to, you already told me 65 plus, right?
No, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm an oldie but a goodie.
Okay, this is the last question. This is the last one. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care. Appreciate it.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.